Okay, this year we started learning Shulchan Aruch, Arachayim Hilchas Shabbos. All the shurim this year are dedicated to Zecha Nishmas Rab Chaim Rav Avram Arbisfeld Zechana Livracha. Last week we got to the middle of Resh Samach Aleph, which has the discussion about the Dinim of Ben Hashmashes. So we started the conversation, we didn't finish. So let's do it again. So the Gemara in the ninth Perek, Im Tzachim, this is on Daf Tzadik, ninth Perek is all about Derech Rechayka, Pesach Sheni. The two people who bring Pesach Sheni, the Tomei and Derech Rechayka. So Derech Rechayka, there's a Machlok of Satanayim, what's the definition? So the so the Mishnah says a certain distance, Eze Derech Rechayka, Mishnah Tzadikim on the base, what's the definition of Derech Rechayka? So the Gemara says, "Mahalach adam benini b'yoyim." If a person is traveling by foot, how far can he travel? If he travels, if he's walking by foot, from al-Shachar. So the Gemara says, "Eser parsos." A parsa is 4 mil. A mil is a distance on the ground. Alpai mama is a mil. So a mil is a distance, and a mil is an amount of time that it takes to walk a mil by an Adam Beinoni who's walking benachas. So who's an Adam Beinoni, and how much is benachas? That's the Loshan Rambam. Adam Beinoni going benachas. So that's the question, how much is a mil? So we mentioned the Mishnah Berurah says that a mil is 18 minutes, and we explained that Leo Levi quotes in his Sefer on Zmani Hayom Balocha that 18, the Achronim said 18 minutes at a different time system. According to the time system that we have, that you have 60 minutes in an hour, and 12 hours and 24 hours in a day, and so on, the way our system is set up, a mil is really 22 and a half minutes. So let's go through that again. So the Gemara says, the Baram Psachim said, Gimel said, Gemara says that Adam Beinani, going by foot, from Alos HaShachar till Tzeis HaKochavim, will be able to walk 40 mil. As a parsa is 4 mil, so 4 times 10 is 40 mil. Now, how much of the 40 mil will he walk between Alos HaShachar and Zvicha, and how much between Shkia and Tzeis HaKochavim? So the Gemara says it's the same amount of time from Alos HaShachar till Zvicha, and from Shkia till Tzeis HaKochavim, is the same amount of time. How much is it? So first the sugya begins that it's 5 mil from Alos till Zricha, 5 mil from Shkia till Tzeis, and if the whole Adam Beinoni walks 40 mil in the course of the day, so then it's 30 mil in the middle of the day between the Zricha and the Shkia. The Gemara rejects this on Tzadik Dalan and Menhalef, and the Gemara says it tiyufta to the first Mandomar, and it's really 4 mil from Alos HaShachar till sunrise is 4 mil. From sunset till Tzeis HaKochavim is 4 mil. So the mail in the middle of the day is going to be 32 mil. So how long is that going to be? How much time is that? So the Prima Gaudim also quotes these early Achronim that a mil is 18 minutes. And if it's 4 mil, so 4 times 18 is 72. So that's where it comes from, the 72 minutes. If Dalit Mil is 72 minutes, or from Alos HaShachar till Zricha is 72 minutes, or from the Shkia till Tzeis HaKochavim is 72 minutes. So that's what we discussed last week. That means Tzeis Kol HaKochavim, or that's Tzeis Gimel Kochavim Beinoniim. Because Laila is when you have Gimel Kochavim Beinoniim. So the Vilna Goyim, so the Magen Avraham has two opinions about this. So the Vilna Goyim, most people today follow the, in the yeshivas, we follow the Vilna Goyim. So the Vilna Gaon says that right away at Shkia is Bein Hashmashes, and it's only Bein Hashmashes for a few minutes. The Gemara has a Machloikis on Daf in Masechus Shabbos in the end of Perek Bamim Madlikin, and the Mishnah that says Sofik Hashecha Savakeinu Hashecha in Miasan Sabada Bein Makpilim Masakelim. You're not allowed to do a melacha deraisa during Bein Hashmashes, Sofik deraisa luchumra. You're not even allowed to do a melacha mederabbanan during Bein Hashmashes. It's a special kula. We pass on halacha. There's a machlokes satanayim. We pass on halacha. Kol davar shehu mishum shvus legozer ala Bein Hashmashes means only something that's a gzeira. And gzeiras are divided into two categories, gzeira kala and gzeira chamura. That's a Taisus in Erevin in the Lamids, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes that Taisus la'alochem, because they're machriachit from the Gemara. So kol davishim shem shvus legozer ala bein hashmashes means if you have a big shas al tchak or a big hepsid meruba or a mocha mitzvah, so we would be mekel on a din on a gzera de rabbanan kala. If it's a gzera chamura, we would not be mekel, and if it's a malachim de rabbanan, we would all certainly not be mekel. The dinim de rabbanan on Shabbos are divided into two categories. We discussed a lot. There are malachas min de rabbanan on Shabbos, and then there are gzeras min de rabbanan. So gzera is a lower level than a malach. So the only thing with mekalan in bein hashmashes is a gzera kala bein hashmashes, since it's only the rabbanan. So they were mekal. It was a big makom tzarech and so on. So the Vilna Gaon paskins la halacha that. So the Gemara there has a. Machlekes Hamaroyim, how long is the whole Bein Hashmashes? So one opinion is 2/3 of a mil, and one opinion is 3/4 of a mil. So we assume La Locha, 3/4 of a mil. So how much is a mil? So let's see. So if you should assume, according to the Maskanas HaGemara, what does it mean from sunrise to sunset? What time is sunrise, what time is sunset? Every day of the year, sunrise and sunset is something different. So the Gemara probably means when the day and the night are equal, when it's 6 o'clock, sunrise is 6 o'clock, and sunset is 6 o'clock. So the day has 12 hours. So in 12 hours, how many minutes do you have? According to our system, there are 60 minutes in every hour. So if you multiply 12 times 60, you get 720. So there's 720 minutes in the course of the day between sunrise and sunset. So how many mil can the person walk between sunrise and sunset? So according to the beginning of the Gemara, that it's 5 mil between Alos HaShachar and Hanetz, and 5 mil between Shkia and Seis Kol HaKachavim, so in between is 30 mil. So it's five, so you have 30 mil within 720 minutes. So if you divide 30 into 720, that's according to the beginning of the Gemara, that it's 5 mil between Alos and Zricha and 5 mil between Shkia and Seis. So the middle of the day between the sunrise and the sunset is 30 mil. So then if you divide 30 into 720, so every mil is 24 minutes. But Lefi Maskana Sa Gemara, we don't paska like that. Lefi Maskana, we assume that between Alos HaShachar and sunrise is 4 mil. Between Shkia and Seis, Kol HaKachavim is 4 mil, and the middle of the day has 32 mil. So 32, if you divide 32 mil into 720 minutes, so how many minutes does it take to walk a mil? So it comes at 22 and a half, according to our system. So that's what Professor Leo Levy quotes in his Sefer. He quotes that later Achrenim said that the early Achrenim said 18 minutes. 18 minutes is the Shia mil. 18 minutes is the Shia mil. That's a different time system, that the minutes were longer. They didn't have 60 minutes in an hour, and every minute is 60 seconds. That's a different system. In our system, a mil should be 22 and a half minutes. So we mentioned last week, that what's a din of Derech HaChayka? So it's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos against the Rambam. Rashi and Tosfos say, Derech Rechoke is established, where are you at Chatzais? An Erev Pesach at Chatzais, when the sun is directly above, that's when the Chiev to bring Korban Pesach is Chal. In the morning you can't bring Korban Pesach, Bein Habayim. So the Chiev to bring Korban Pesach is Chal at Chatzais, and you can't bring the Korban Pesach after the Shkia. So if you are so far away from Yerushalayim at Chatzais, that if you were to walk by foot, you wouldn't be able to reach Yerushalayim before the Shkia. That's called Derech Rechoka. Even though you can arrive if you go the Gemalim, if you go by horseback, or if you go by automobile, that's a question. What about Bizman Hazeh? We spoke about that last week. So in the days of the Gemara, they didn't have automobiles, but they did have horseback. So the Gemara says it depends on walking by foot. So that was the Machlokes, the Talmidim of the Nadi Yehuda had a Machlokes. Is that the Halacha Moshe Messina? It depends on walking by foot. So that's going to be the din, evenly most on Mashiach, when the third Beis Hamikdash will be built. It's going to be the same shiur for Derech Rechoka. Or should we say no? The old Tkufas by Sheni, since that was the way the average traveler would travel, namely by foot, therefore it depends on going by foot. But if now the average traveler going a long distance will certainly go by train, that's what they discussed, that the Talmidim of the Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe Yehuda lived in the 1700s, so that's when they invented the trains. So maybe now, since the average traveler who would travel a long distance would certainly go, the average person would not go by foot to walk all day from Alos HaShachar till 40 mil. He wouldn't walk by foot. He would pay money and take a train or go by car, whatever. So maybe the shear of Derech HaChayka should depend on the way Roy Bnei Adam would go. So that's a shayla we mentioned last week, and 2 weeks ago we mentioned that's a shayla for Hilchas Avelos also. Because if a person, okay, we won't have to repeat it. So again, the Rashi and Tosfos learned that Derech HaChayka is determined, where are you at Chatzos on Erev Pesach? Will you be able to reach Yerushalayim before the Shkia? So that depends on a half a day's walking. Half a day though, not half of the whole 40 mil. He has to be able to arrive in Yerushalayim by Shkia, because after the Shkia, he can't bring the Korban Pesach. So how much time is that? So according to the beginning of the sugya, that Mahaloch Adam Beinani all day long is 40 mil, and between Zricha, between Alois and Zricha is 5 mil, between Shkia and Seis is 5 mil, so the middle of the day, from the Zricha to the Shkia is 30 mil, so half of the day is walking by foot is 15 mil. So that's what the Rambam writes. So that's a Shverer Rambam. Why the Rambam Paskin not like the Maskana? The Gemara in Tzadik Dalet backs out from that and comes to the Maskana that it's not correct, that it's 4 mil between Alos and Zricha and 4 mil between the Shkia and the Tzeis, and it's 32 mil in the middle of the day. So it shouldn't be the distance at when you are at Chatzais. How far away from Yerushalayim are you? It shouldn't depend on being 15 mil, it should depend on 16 mil. So that's what someone pointed out last week. I kept on saying 15 mil. I was saying the Loshon of the Rambam, that's the problematic Rambam. That's the Shverer Rambam that the Achreinim are bothered with. Why did he pass from like the Havamin and the Gemara if the Badli rejects it? So maybe he had some other source. So then now there's another discussion. When we say that it's Dalit Milan, so if you say that, let's say, a mil is 22 and a half minutes, a full milan is an hour and a half, is 90 minutes. So that's a fixed amount. Like the Prima Gadam writes, 72 minutes, summer, winter, always 72 minutes. So then if you have the correction that it's not 72, but it's 4 times 22 and a half, so it should always be 90 minutes, an hour and a half, summer, winter, and so on. So that's what the Prima Gadim seems to assume. It's always 72 minutes every season of the year. So this, many Achrayim rejected this. The Balatanya and the Siddur and the Vilna Goyim say that it can't be the same all year long. It has to depend what season of the year it is, because sometimes the Ben Hashmashes is longer than other times. So what does it depend on? So there's a Tshuva Sefer Melamed Lohoel by Rabbi Tzvi Hoffman. He was known for his commentary on Chumash. He gave responses to the biblical criticism. He defends the traditional approach to Limud HaChumash, but he has also Tshuvas, Malam Lohel, very strong Tshuvas. So he writes, originally he thought that it depends on the length of the day, that the amount of time between Alois and Zricha is always the same as between Shki and Seis. That's what the Gemara seems to say there. Either it's always 4 mil, it's always 5 mil. But it's a fraction of the day. So what is the fraction of the length of the day? So according to the beginning of the sugya, in Psochem Tzadik Gimel, that the Rambam Paskin, we don't know why, the Rambam Paskin, like the beginning of the sugya, it's 5 mil, and the middle of the day is 30 mil. So 5 over 30 is 1/6. So Rab Chaim used to wait for Tzeiso Chaim. It was Machmer, like the Rabbein Adam, that it takes 4 mil from the Shkia till Tzeis HaKohavim, and the Ben HaShmashes is the last 3/4 of a mil of the 4 mil. The first 3 mil and a quarter is Vadayom, and the last 3/4 of a mil is the Ben HaShmashes. So Rab Chaim would wait 2 hours. If the length of the day, Rab Chaim would wait 1/6 of the day for Ben HaShmashes. So that's, if you have a normal day that has 12 hours, so you're adding on another 2 hours till Tzeis HaKohavim. So I remember there was a religious person, he was a maskil, he was the gabbai in the shul in the community, Libau. Apparently Libau is a city on the Black Sea. And it was a common practice, many with people would go on vacation over there. So he wrote a whole sefer in Yiddish, Gedolei Masicha Gekent. I didn't read it in Yiddish, I read parts of it in Hebrew translation, very interesting. He was from Moscow, he was the Gabbai in the shul. So he knew Rav Chaim a little bit, he writes about Rav Chaim, he met the Rashash, he met other Gedolim. So he has interesting. So he writes that once Rav Chaim was there on vacation, he was there Tisha B'Av, and when he came to shul in the morning, he didn't look so healthy, he didn't look well. So the Rav of the shul, I don't think he writes who it was, the Rav of the shul told the Gabbai that he should go to Rav Chaim's home on Tisha B'Av in the afternoon and tell him he has to eat on Tisha B'Av because he looks sick, he's not healthy. And the din is allowed to eat on Tisha B'Av. To be allowed to eat on Yom Kippur is a din deraisa. You have to be a cholish yesh b'sakana. To be allowed to eat on Tisha B'Av is only a tainus derabbanan. So it says in the Shulchan Aruch that a cholish yesh b'sakana is permitted to eat. What about meberes and menika? So if it's the other tanesim shivasa b'tamis am gedalia sar b'tevis, that's a tainus derabbanan kal. Because Bizman Hazeh really depends Ratzim Misanim, Ratzim Misanim, it's optional, except that the Bahag writes Krashaviu Alay Chayva. So that's called a Tainus Derabbanan Kal. So that's the Gemara. Mok Mishanogu, Msochim, the Gemara says that Muberis and Menika, we automatically declare them as a Cholish and Misakana without looking into the details. And Tisha B'Av is a Tainus Derabbanan Chomor. So then we don't automatically declare Evi Muberis and Menika. The definition person can't function, he can't function normally. Person has to lay in bed all day long, or he has such a splitting headache from the fast. He's slowed down and everything. He can't think. He can't function normally. That's the definition of a chodesh emesakon, not able to function normally. So not every meberes and menika is some of the women are very strong. So if the Meberes and Menika is taka not able to function normally, then she is a Chodesh Ein B'Sakana. So then she's allowed to eat even on Tisha B'Av. But just to declare automatically that every Meberes and Menika is a Chodesh Ein B'Sakana, on Tisha B'Av, you wouldn't say like that. On Yom Kippur, it wouldn't help, because Yom Kippur, a Chodesh Ein B'Sakana is not permitted to eat. Only a Cholu has at least a Sofek or a Svek Sveka of a Sakana. But on Sarai B'Tevet, some Gedalia, Shavasa B'Tamas, that's a Tainus Derabbanan Kal, because you don't fast 24 hours, and it's not also Ola Chamisha Inuyim, it's not Leila Kiyomo, and it really depends on Ratzim Misanim Ratzim Misan Kvasha Yu Alay Chayva. So that's a Tainus Derabbanan Kal, so then we'll make. So it was Tisha B'Av, and Rab Chaim looked sick. He looked sickly in the morning when he davened, when he went to Shul Tisha B'Av in the morning. So the Rav sent the Gabbai to Rav Chaim's home where he was staying on vacation there, tell him that the Rav gezogt that he has to eat now on Tisha B'Av. So he says, he writes in his book, in the chapter about Rav Chaim, that he came to Rav Chaim and Rav Chaim didn't listen. Not only did he fast the whole day, he added on another 2 hours after the end of the day. That's because the Gemara says, Bein Hashmashes of Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to eat. Yom Kippur is a Sofik Daraisa Luchum, and Tisha B'Av the Gemara says, that's a question, why? Why don't you say Sveka Darabana Lakula? And Tisha B'Av, so we gave a suggestion last week, 2 weeks ago, maybe Ben Hashmash is like an Ikva Yisura. Okay, we won't repeat it again. So Rav Chaim held that, says Sakacham, he was Machmer for the Rabbi Natam, that Dalad Milin after the Shkia is says Sakachavim. The Gaon holds that says Kol HaKochavim, it's only relevant for travelers who are traveling to calculate how far they can go, the Esav Parsois. But as far as says HaKochavim for the end of Yom, the beginning of Laila, that's Gimel HaKochavim Bein Aniyim. It's not says Kol HaKochavim, so that's Gimel Rivei Mil after the Shkia. Rav Chaim is Machma like the Rabbein Tam. So he fasted another 2 hours and he got sick and it weakened his whole body. And he never really recovered from that. He was weakened for the rest of his life. And that's why before Rav Chaim passed away, he left instructions that all of his descendants should eat on all the Tanesim, except for Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, you have to be a Sofik Chodesh Yesh B'Sakon, or Sofik Sakon. But on the other Tanesim, if one is just a Chodesh Yesh B'Sakon, he's allowed to eat. Chaim left instructions that his descendants should eat on all the Tanaisim, only Yom Kippur they should fast. He said, everybody today has the status of a Chodesh Emes HaKadosh. Yeah, if you're going to wait 2 hours after Tisha B'Av, the summertime, the days are longer. So Rav Chaim waited a sixth of the day. The days are longer than 12 hours. He waited another 2.5 hours, 1/6 of the day. So Rav Soloveitchik said that his father didn't follow, his father usually, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, usually followed everything from Rav Chaim. This he didn't follow, because that whole cheshbon of 1/6 is based on the difficult Rambam, that the Rambam says that Adam Beinoni walks from sunrise till sunset. Adam Beinoni will only walk 30 mil. And it's 5 mil in between the Shkia and the Tzeisal Kochavim. So 5 over 30 is 1/6. But the Maskana of the Gemara is not so. That's a problematic Rambam. Why that? That's what the Makkevus HaMishnah works on that Rambam. Why did he write that it's 15 mil? He should have written that it's 16 mil. Because between sunrise and sunset should be 32 mil. If it's only 4 mil in between the Alois HaShachar and the Zvicha. So that's a difficult Rambam. So if you leave away that difficult Rambam, so it's really the amount of time from the Shkia till it says Kol HaKachavim, says HaKachavim is going to be 4 mil. So that's 4 over 32. Because the middle of the day from sunrise to sunset, they're 32 mil. So 4 over 32 is 1/8. 4 over 32 is 1/8. So Rav Moshe Soloveitchik and Rav Soloveitchik, they wouldn't wait 1/6 of the day. They were assuming, like Rav Chaim, that the amount of time of Ben HaShemesh is a fraction of the length of the day from sunrise to sunset. The longer the day is, so the longer the period of Ben HaShemesh will be. The shorter the day is, the shorter the period of time will be. So it should always be 1/8 of the day. And this whole thing is all a chumrah. The whole thing is all a chumrah. So Rav Soloveitchik, in his shul in Boston, they used to dab Meiriv at the early Tzeisal Kochavim, because the Baal Batim were not mechuyev to be a machma like that. And then Rav Soloveitchik used to fold up his talus on Matzoy Shabbos. When everybody else was folding their talus, he would fold his talus also to demonstrate that officially Shabbos is over. But he personally would not do any malochas till 1/8 of the day. He wouldn't do. So that's what the Melamed Lohel writes. He didn't accept the Prima Gadim's position that it's always a fixed amount of time. It's always 72 minutes. They say it's always 90 minutes, summer, winter. No. He followed the Baal HaTanya and the Siddur and the Gra, that it depends on the season of the year. But he thought for quite a while that it's a fraction of the length of the day. Then he spoke to astronomers, mathematicians, and physics. You have to know physics and math. They told him, no, it's not a fraction of the day. It depends on the angle of the sun below the horizon. Depends on how light is it on the horizon, how much light is there. How much light there is depends on how low below the horizon the sun is. So that's not always the same fraction of the length of the day. That depends on the, part of it depends on the length of the day. Also depends on how close the earth is to the sun. It's the earth is not always the same distance away from the sun. So that's what Leo Levy has in his book, the different opinions for what is the degree of the angle that the sun should be below the horizon. Yeah, so this is what we left out last week. There is an interesting comment in the beginning of Reish Samachalev. The Mishnah Berurah has in the first Bir Halacha, he has a comment. This is relevant to halacha today. If it's Ben HaShemashis, so Ben HaShemashis is Safek Yom Safek Laila. So you're allowed to do certain derabbanans called Domishim Mishim Shvus LaGazwa LaBen HaShemashis. Whatever is Gzeira Kala derabbanan, and it's a Makam Mitzvah, Makam Tzaragadon, Makam Hefsid Merubah, so you can be Mekel Ben HaShemashis. So what if the person is Mesupet, if it's Ben HaShemashis? Can that be considered a Sfek Seike? Ben HaShemashis itself is a Safek Yom Safek Laila, and he doesn't know what time the Shkia is. He doesn't have a watch. He's not sure whether the Ben HaShemashis began or not. Is that considered a Sfek Seike? So the first Bir Halacha has only a four-line Bir Halacha. He says, no, that's all Shem Echad. Tosfos writes in Ksuvos on Daf Tes Amud Aleph that whenever you have a Sfek Seike, but it's basically Shem Echad, So that's one suffix. It's not a svek as the ear. It's a suffix. Is it ben ashmashes or not? And even if it is ben ashmashes is a suffix yom suffix lila. So basically, it's one suffix. Is it yom or is it lila? That's all. That's all be hashem echad. That's why Rav Moshe Feinstein has a very difficult position. He writes in his sefer, let's say a woman has to make bedikas hefsek tara on the last day, on the 5 days before you start counting shivanikim. So you have to make the hefsek tara when it's still yom to know that the next day is beginning kulanaki. If you're going to make the hefsek tara balaylo, so maybe there was dam before the hefsek tara, so that the first day of the shivanikim doesn't count. You don't know that it was naki. So can you make the hefsek tar ben ashmashes? So we usually assume that you can. So Moshe has it this difficult tshuva in his sefer. He says that the first 7 minutes after the shkia, you can be mekel based on a svek sveka. Maybe the Rabbeinu Tam is right, and maybe it's still yom. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's vada yom for another 3 1/4 mil. Maybe it's still yom. And even if it is ben ashmashes, only a sapig, I'm sapig lila, so it's a svek svek. So everybody has the same kasha. It's all shem echot. Is it yom or is it lila? You're not sure whether like the Rabbeinu Tam or like the Vilna Gaon. So that doesn't count as a svek svek. It's very difficult. Anyway, the Vilna Gaon holds not like the Rabbeinu Tam. The only Gaon holds like the, apparently the Gaonim wrote like this in the Tshuvas HaGaonim, that that Gemara that says that it takes 4 milen from Shkia till Seisot HaRavim, that's for travelers to calculate their Chachayka, Mahalach Adam Beinani Esa Parsos Bayon. As far as that says Kol HaKachavim, and there's a Svar to say that's the limit that you can be most of Mechal HaKadosh. Can't be Moshe Mechal HaKadosh till Tuesday night. You can say Havdalah till Tuesday night. But just like before Shabbos begins, the Ramah writes that Machaber and the Ramah, they both write, you can't be Mechal Shabbos earlier than Plag HaMincha. So you can't be Moshe Mechal HaKadosh after Shabbos is over, after Tzeis Kol HaKachav. According to the Gaone, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, that Dalet Milin is Tzeis HaKachavim Beinonim, Shlosh HaKachavim Beinonim. So then, what is the maximum that you can be Moshe Mechol HaKadosh? Rav Soloveitchik said the name of his father, maybe Chatzos, still Chatzos, not after. But if you hold like the Bir Agro, that the Ben Ashmashes is the first Gimel Rivei Mil after the Shkia, so maybe it's the Shir of Dalet Mil, it says Kol HaKachavim, and that'll be perhaps the maximum that you can be Moshe Mechol HaKadosh. It can't be Moshe past that. So we have this din that Kol Dov Shem Shvus the Gozrol Ben Ashmashes. So the show we mentioned last week, a few times we mentioned the Mechaber quotes Tosfos that Amir Eliakim would be Mutter. Amir Eliakim is a Gzeira. That's already a Chiddush. One can argue the point. So Amir Eliakim is a Malacha. With the Rabbanan they said Yesh Lichus Lakim Nechumre. So if he has Kanachri to do a Malacha and he does it for you, that's considered a Malacha with the Rabbanan. So that's a chiddush that the Mechaber paskens like that. He says Amir Eliakim is only a gzeira. Not only that, he holds that it's a gzeira kala, because whatever is a gzeira chamura, you not make lida ben ashmashes to carry pachas midalat amas, to carry 10 amas, but to make anoch every 3 amas, that's called to carry pachas midalat amas. So the Mechaber quotes that. He says that that's a gzeira chamura. That's mochamur. So that you not make al ben ashmashes. So why are we mekel Amir Eliakim? We treat Amir, Chiddush number one, we treat Amir Eliakim, it's not a Malachim and Rabban, it's only a Gzeira. So we showed that's already a Chiddush. That's already a Chiddush. And then that he holds that Amir Eliakim is a Gzeira Kala, so there's room to be mekel Ben Ashmashes. The Mishkan is Yankif, thinks he shouldn't follow the Shulchan Aruch, but the Mishnah Berurah didn't quote it over here. Mishnah Berurah every so often will quote the Mishkan as Yankiv. Mishkan as Yankiv learned by Rav Chaim Volozhin. He's one of the first group of Talmidim who learned in Volozhin Yeshiva. So the Mishkan as Yankiv is the Mishnah Berurah will quote Achreinim on the Daf, like the Taz and the Magen Avraham and the Eben Hoizer and the Bir Agro and the Chemed Moshe, Maimon Mordechai, all of the Svarim on the Daf. But once in a while, quote Shuvas Rebbe Geveger, Shuvas Chasam Sefer. So he writes in the Hagadama to the Mishnah Berurah, they'll quote whatever these tshuvas of the Acharonim are quoted in the Pischei Tshuva. There is a Sefer Pischei Tshuva on Arachayim that has Marmakamis to Acharon. So whenever the Mishnah Berurah quote an exotic Acharon, it's not that he found it on his own, it's quoted in the Pischei Tshuva. And once in a long while, the Mishnah Berurah will tell you, I am Pischei Tshuva, that he quotes the Machlokes over here. He'll tell you that he got it from the Pischei Tshuva. But even when he doesn't, he wrote an Akdama that he's quoting Acharon. So whenever the Pischei Tshuva doesn't quote the Mishnah Es Yankim, so the Mishnah Berurah doesn't quote it. So it's not a taina against the Mishnah Berurah, it's a taina against the Pischei Tshuva. Why he didn't quote this Mishkan Es Yankim? But the Mishkan Es Yankim holds that it's not proper. He shouldn't permit Amira Liakum Bein Hashmoshes, because either it's a Gzeira Chamura, maybe it's even Malachim and the Rabban. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Marshal. He's also not so happy about this Psak and the Mechaber. He has the following Shaila. As it turns out, the person has yahrzeit for a parent on Shabbos, and the meaning is that you light a yahrzeit lamp the night that you have a yahrzeit. So the person forgot all about it, and it's already Bein Hashmoshes of Shabbos. Is he permitted to ask a nochri to light the yahrzeit lamp? So that's Mokem Mitzvah. It's a Mokem Mitzvah to light a yahrzeit lamp, and the Mechaber Paskens Amir Eliyakim is Mutter Bein Hashmoshes, but Mokem Mitzvah. The Shaila is, maybe Amir Eliyakim is Mutter Bein Hashmoshes, like we spoke last week, 2 weeks ago, means to be Madlik Daenerys, if they're going to be sitting in the dark room and they're going to be eating in the dark. So that's a big Mokem Mitzvah, not to eat in the dark, to light the candles. But to light a yahrzeit lamp, that's not a Shabbos Dikin Mitzvah, that's a Mitzvah of Kibbur Aviyim. So the Mishnah Berurah raises, he's quoting the Marshal, maybe the Kula, Amir Eliyakim is Mutter B'Mokem Mitzvah Bein Hashmoshes, means if it's B'Mokem Mitzvah, something of the Tzorach Shabbos. But over here, it's not going to enhance his observance of Shabbos, it'll enhance his observance of the yahrzeit. That's Kibbur Aviyim, but not observance of Shabbos. So the Marshal is Mekel. That's the question, is that really right? To be Mekel, Amir Eliyakim, to light a yahrzeit lamp Bein Hashmoshes, if the Mishkan is Yankiv is not happy on the whole heter of Amir Eliyakim Bein Hashmoshes, doesn't like the whole thing, he thinks we shouldn't follow the Mechaber at all, then the Marshal says, even if you follow the Shulchan Aruch, but that's Letzorach Mitzvah Shabbos Dikin Mitzvah, you want to have something with the Kovet Shabbos. Let's say you just drove up to the house, you just made it by the skin of your teeth, and then the car was outside, you want to carry all the things in from the car to the house, but it's already Bein Hashmoshes, and there's no Erev in the street. So then the Shulchan Aruch would permit you to give the keys to the goy, and the goy should open up the trunk of the car and take all the food into the house. Otherwise, you're not going to have any food to eat L'Kovet Shabbos. That's all L'Tzorach Shabbos, L'Tzorach Mitzvah Shabbos. But the light of Yahrzeit Lam, that's L'Tzorach Mitzvah Kibbur Aviyim. So that's already a big jump. That's already a big chiddush.
Isn't Amir Akum a Gzeirah Kala, because you're not doing a Maisa B'Yadayim, it's removed from the person, so it's more Kala as a result.
Right. That's the Loshana Gemara, the Mishnah Berurah quotes it. That's the Loshana Gemara. He's not doing a Maisa B'Yadayim, right? The Loshana Gemara is like, Ein Adayim Shvus, that he's violating to a Shvus that the Goy is doing. Yeah.
So maybe that would help by the yahrzeit lamp.
Yeah. That's the reason why the Shulchan Aruch was Mekel on Amir Eliyakim and Bein Hashmoshes, but the Mishnah Es Yankiv still is not happy about the whole thing.
Is there Amir Eliyakim by Shev Yaltasa, not by Kum Rasei? Rabbi Shetler said he shouldn't get a newspaper delivered on Shabbos, so he stopped the delivery. I have a big Yitzhar, so on the way to the yeshiva, I passed by a convenience store, and it's not Mar Zion, let's say, Marshall, in the case of there's no Mar Zion, then I indicate to the goy, he should save me a paper until after Shabbos. And I'll pick it up later.
Okay, I don't know if it's right to say that on Shabbos. Tell him before Shabbos he should save a paper for you. Okay. You can tell him before Shabbos.
Okay.
Yeah? That's okay, yeah. So then, this kula that you have, called Dovashim Mishim Shvusla, goes over Bein Hashmoshes, whatever is only Xerakal is Mutta Bein Hashmoshes. So what if the person was Mekabel Shabbos, not Bein Hashmoshes, even if he's not Mekabel Shabbos? If the fellow is mekabel Shabbos, maybe that's mochomer. Maybe that's mochomer. He was mekabel Shabbos, let's say, after plaga mincha. So maybe then it's mochomer. Then maybe then he's not allowed to carry in a karmelis. Is it ben hashmashes? If there's a great tzarech, he's allowed to carry in a karmelis. That's the gemara in Erevin, because carrying a karmelis is a gzeira kala. Okay, but the shaila is, what if the person was mekabel Shabbos before the shkia? Is that making more chomer than Ben Hashmashes? Say no. Ben Hashmashes is like Mekabel Shabbos. It's a Kabbalah to Seb Shabbos Bal Karcha Shaladim. Ben Hashmashes should be more chomer. So that's a machlekes in Shulchan Aruch. That's a machlekes in Rishayim. Would you say that if you personally were Mekabel Shabbos, that's more chomer? So that's the Mishnah, the Bir Aloch, it quotes that machlekes in Rishayim. And many are machmed that it's more chomer then. Yeah, when are we Mekabel Shabbos? When are we Mekabel Shabbos? So the Shulchan Aruch quotes are different opinions. When you say Baruch Hu, when you answer Baruch Hu in Shul, Baruch Hu is the beginning of Ma'ariv. So that's already Kabbalah Tosef for Shabbos for all the people. Then the Mechaber writes, and we have the meaning that we sing L'chun, I don't know, and we have Kabbalah Shabbos. I mean, you say Mizmah Shili Yom HaShabbos, that's already Kabbalah Tosef for Shabbos. When you Mekabel Shabbos, that's Tosef for Shabbos. Even if it's before the Shkia, that's already more chomer than Ben Hashmashes. The Rishayim and Machmer, that's more chomer than Ben Hashmashes. Yeah.
Do some say that Boi Bisholom at Teres Baal is also Kabbalah Shabbos?
Yeah. That's the Mechaber writes that. The Mechaber writes Mizmah Shel Yom HaShabbos. Then the later Achrayim say that we say Boi Bisholom, so it's already Kabbalah Shabbos before Mizmah. That's right. Right. Many people have the practice that in the summertime they want to be Mekabel Shabbos early, because if you're going to wait to daven, especially in yeshivas, where they wait to daven Ma'ariv to say Kriyas Shema after Tzeisach Kachavim, so it'll be, you're not going to daven Ma'ariv till doomsday. You're going to get home, it's going to be 10 o'clock when you start to make the Kiddush. So they want to daven by Plaga Mincha to be Mekabel Shabbos after the Plaga Mincha, in order that they should be able to eat the supper at a reasonable time. So Rav Soloveitchik used to point out that that attitude that you should eat on Shabbos the same, not to change your schedule, that seems to be against the Gemara. Because the Gemara says that on Shabbos, the Pasuk in Yeshaya says, Kerosa the Shabbosonik, L'kadosh Hashem Mechuba, there's a mitzvah of Kibbud D'Yoinik. The Rambam writes in the end of Hilchos Shabbos, he writes, there are four mitzvahs on Shabbos, two in Chumash, Zalcha B'Shamer, and two in Medivri Kabbalah, Shnayim Shen Esparsha Adei Hanavim Kibud V'Yoneg. And so Kvod Shabbos requires you should have Big Day Shabbos. Rabbi Yechanan, the Gemara quotes, Rabbi Yechanan Kari Lemani Mechabdusa. He used to refer to his clothing as Mechabdusa because the clothing gives more chashivas to the person. And the person acts differently. When he wears begadim mechubadim, he acts differently. So on Shabbos, you have to have Big Day Shabbos. What if a person can't afford to have special Big Day Shabbos? He has the same begad that he wears all week long. So the Gemara says, Yishalshil, let him wear it longer. Let him, if usually in the weekdays, he has a cape, whatever. He wears a garment like in Afghanistan. They wear a sheet and it hangs over the whole body. So all week long it goes till the ankles on the Kabbalah Shabbos, it should go longer. It should be a little longer. That's why many of the Rabbanim, all week long they would go with a short jacket. On Shabbos they would wear a long jacket, because the Gemara says, if you don't have separate Big Day Shabbos and Big Day Chol, so you should wear the same Big Day Chol on Shabbos, but you should wear it, Yishalshel, wear it in a longer. To wear it longer, because that's more bekavadik. Then in Shulchan Aruch, in the Hilchas Yontif, if you look in the Mishnah Brura, Chelek Hei, the last simon in Chelek Hei, Mishnah Brura, is the din of Simchas Yontif. So the Mechaber quotes Ayirushalmi. Mechaber quotes it from the Hagos Maimini on the Rambam, Hilchas Yontif, B'Shem Ayirushalmi, that you're supposed to have separate Big Day Shabbos, and you're supposed to have separate Big Day Yontif. Big Day Yontif is supposed to be fancier than Big Day Shabbos. Why is that? So I think the Mefarshim on the Shulchan Aruch say over there, because on Shabbos, it's only b'din kibud. There's kibud v'yonik, and rabbech and kari l'mari mechabdusa, the begotim are called the achelik of the mitzvah kvod Shabbos. But ayantav, in addition to the din of kibud v'yonik, that the Rambam says that the din of kibud v'yonik, even though the pasuk in Yeshaya, karas of the Shabbos son of Gadosh Hashem Mechubah, is only talking about Shabbos, but the Rambam writes that the din of kibud v'yonik carry over from Shabbos to yontav. Beis Halevi points out that that's against the Gemara in a few places. Gemara is beferish. The kibud v'yonik only applies to Shabbos, does not apply to yontav. But somehow the Rambam won out against the Gemara. So everybody quotes that Rambam. Mechaba quotes the Rambam, that the din of kibud v'yonik carry over from Shabbos to yontav. So the Mefarshim on the Shulchan Aruch there, the Simon of Simchas yontav. So they say, on yontav, not only do you have to have special begotten because of kibud, you have to have special begotten because of Simchas yontav. On Shabbos, there is no mitzvah of simcha. There's only kibud v'yonik. On yontav, in addition to the kibud, there's a mitzvah of simcha. So that's why big yontav should be fancier. Rav Soloveitchik gave a different explanation. I don't know where he got it from. I never looked that far. He thought that there's a basic difference between Shabbos and yontav. On Shabbos, we welcome the Shechina to come visit by us. And on yontav, we go to visit the Shechina in the Beis HaMikdash. We're oil regel. Pesach Shavuot Sukkot, we're oil regel. And even on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we're not oil regel also. It's considered on Yom Tovim as if we're going to visit the Shechina in the Beis HaShechina. So on Shabbos, when we say Kabbalah Shabbos, we say Boyichala, Boyichala. Not only are we greeting the Shabbos that Shabbos is entering, we're greeting the Shechina. The Shechina is coming to visit by us on Shabbos. So because the Shechina is coming, so we have to dress. We're Oymid Bifnei HaMelech, so you have to dress with Big Day Shabbos, fancier than all week long. But on Yontav, we're going to visit the Shechina in the Beis Hashem. Not that he's coming to visit us, but they say we're going to visit in the Beis HaMelech. So then when you're going to visit the Beis HaMelech, you have to even have fancier begodim than when the Melech is coming to visit by you. That's what Rav Soloveitchik explained. Why there's a difference. The Achrayim, the Mishnah Berurah says, all of this, if you can afford it, to have separate suit for Shabbos and separate suit for Yontav that's fancier than the suit for Shabbos. If you're the Masegis, they quote from the Chazon Ish that most people don't observe this din today, to have special Big Day Yontav fancier than Big Day Shabbos, because we're not so wealthy. So the Chazon Ish used to wear the same suit. On Shabbos and Yontav, you wore the same suit. But strictly speaking, you're supposed to have Big Day Yontav should be fancier than Big Day Shabbos. Big Day Shabbos should be fancier than Chol HaMoed. Then Chol HaMoed should be fancier than Big Day Chol. And Big Day Chasana is supposed to be fancier than Big Day Yontav. You're supposed to have five different kinds of begotten. Okay. Five different kinds of begotten. Rav Soloveitchik used to, on Yontav, he used to wear a top hat. That was his Big Day Yontav. I seem to remember, I think on Shabbos also he wore tails. All week long he used to wear a short jacket, and on Shabbos and Yontav I think he wore a long jacket, like a Prince Albert. He used to wear a Prince Albert, fancier and longer, Yishalshel. And on Yontav he'd wear a selender, a top hat. On Shabbos he wore a normal hat. Yontav, we read, that was his Big Day Yontav. The cylinder.
Some people have a Yontav talus.
Okay. That's what the Achrayim say, you should have a separate talus for Shabbos, just like you need separate Big Day Shabbos and Big Day Chol. So you should have a separate talus for Shabbos and a separate talus for Chol as well. That's included
Rabbi,
for Shabbos. Yeah.
Maybe there's a remez, there's a pasuk in the Chumash when Yosef gave Benjamin five sets of clothing, Chamesh Chalifot Semalot.
Oh.
So it's a little remiss to what you're saying. And also in the books it says Chamesh is a Rosh Tevot for Chol HaMoed, Moed and Shabbat. You're supposed to change your clothing on those three occasions, Chamesh.
Sounds very good. Okay, sounds very good. There is a discussion in Avnei Nezer that we have a minute when a person dies, so you bury him in a talus. So the question is, the person has a weekday talus and a Shabbos talus, so which one should you bury him in? So the Avnei Nezer thinks that it should depend on the suffix that the Gemara has in Zvachim, the parakola todir. Whether todir, we have a klal todir v'shena todir todir koidim. You give preference to the todir, and mekudish v'ena mekudish mekudish koidim. What if you have todir? Well, there are two mitzvahs. One has the maila of todir, and the other one has the maila of mekudish. So hey minay odif. Which one is more important that it should come first? So the Gemara comes out that it's in a bayit d'leiv shita, and the Rambam writes, eze sheyirtze yagdim. You can either do the Todah first or the Mekudesh first. So the Abdenezer thinks that which talus should you bury the person in when he dies? Should you bury him and the weekday talus that he wears 6 days a week, that's Todir, or should you bury him in the Shabbos Dika talus on the assumption Shabbos Yantav is the same, because that's Mekudesh. You only wear that talus on Yom and Mekudashim. So he thinks that it should depend on that Shaila, Todir or Mekudesh, Heimen Ayuadif, and the Raman Paskin says, Shiyut Seyagdim. Others kind of know what's the whole reason why we dress up the mason with a talis, to demonstrate that we believe in Tchias HaMeisim. And the Gemara says when the mason will come back to life, they will come back with the begodim that we dress them in. So we want them to come back with nice fancy begodim. So you should give them the Shabbos Dika talis. Why should you give them the weekday talis? Why should it be? That's what some taina. Why should it depend on Todem and Kudush? That's if you're prepared to do two mitzvahs. You can either do first A and then B, or first B and then A. It doesn't make a difference. So that's a din. Todah v'sheina todah. Todah kaidim mekudesh v'sheina mekudesh mekudesh kaidim. Todah versus mekudesh, that's in a bayit lev shita. So you say it's equal. But over here, we have a reason why. We want to dress them up with fancy. We want to dress every nifter up with fancy begodim, because we want to demonstrate we believe in Tchias HaMeisim. You're going to come back to life with their begodim. So let them be wearing their fancy begodim. So that's a shayla. Which talis you should bury the people.
Rav Shechter, but we parcel the talus, off the tzitzis and the atoros, so what's the chashivas of a parcel of talus? Why would there be a difference?
Yeah, that's a problem why we parcel the talus. The Vilna Goyen, it's against the Gemara. The Gemara said, Bivarish, Ahu Shaita, when you bury him, Vader Aminale. The Gemara says, if I have Tachrichma that has four corners, so you're not mechuyev to put on tzitzis, even if you'll try it on once in a while. Because basically, it's a beggar that's miyuchet for mason. So a beggar that's miyuchet for mason is not chayv and tzitz, even if once in a while you wear it while you're alive. But when you bury him in the beggar, ahu shaita, when you bury him, vader aminale, you put in tzitzis. Because otherwise, it's log the rosh, cheref hoseil. You're being mevazah the mace. You're demonstrating that he's not. You're putting him in a four-cornered garment without tzitzis. So the imam said, you have to put in tzitzis. Our minig is very problematic. Why we take out the Ramban in the Mohammed at the end of Mo'ikotten quotes from Maseches Mochas. Maseches Mochas is not from the Tanoim. It was written in the days of the Goyim. It was written Maseches Sofrim, all the Maseches Tanis, not from the days of the Tanoim. They were written by the Goyim of Eretz Yisrael. So the Maseches Mochas has all the Hilchas Avelos. We call it Beloshin Saginor, we call it Smochas, but it really means Hilchas Avelos. So Maseches Moches, the Ramban and the Mochamas at the end of Moed Katan, that has the last paragraph of Moed Katan, has all the dinim of Avelis. Ramban quotes it, Tzamachlekes HaTanoim. One of the Tanoim says, when you bury me, you should take off the tzitzis. You shouldn't bury me with tzitzis. And the Ramban explains that it's a machlekes, the Machlekes HaTanoim depends whether tzitzis is Tashmishe Mitzvah, Tashmishe Kedusha. If it's Tashmishi Kedusha, then you're not allowed to bury the mace with it. It's a bizoyan to the tzitzis. If it's Tashmishi Mitzvah, then there's nothing wrong with burying a mace. So that's a pella. So with the Gemara and the Megillah, says that tzitzis is Tashmishi Mitzvah. It's not a Tashmishi Kedusha. So why do we remove the tzitzis from the mace? And it's a big problem. They say that the Vilna Goyen left instructions that when he dies, they should leave on the tzitzis, they shouldn't pass on. And then one of the Talmidim was in charge. He's going to see to it that they don't passel it. And then they were doing the tar and they were preparing. So the Talmid walked out for 2 minutes. When he came back, he saw that they already passeled the tzitzis. He didn't even have a chance to tell him not to passel. They already passeled it before he had a chance. And then there was another big tzaddik, the author of the Sefer Shorash Avoda, Alexander Ziskin. He also left instructions that when he dies, they should bury him. He said, "B'shav Shabbat is a Musa sefer," but he was a great guy. He quotes Yerushalmis and Zayas all the time. He's a big bucky also. So he also left instructions. Also lived in Vilna, I think, same time as the Gro, approximately the same time. So he also left instructions when he dies, they should bury him with the tzitzis. They shouldn't passel, and they were lowering him in the kever, and the tzitzis ripped on one of the stones as they were lowering it. So they took it as a siman min hashamayim that you shouldn't chepa with the minig, that you should continue passeling the tzitzis. It's a difficult minig. We don't exactly understand why it's so. Anyway, Sir Rav Soloveitcher used to quote this. He said, many have the practice that in the summertime, they want to eat Leil Shabbos at a decent hour, like in the weekdays. They don't want to have such everything irregular. So he said that's against the Gemara's attitude. The Gemara says if you can't afford Big Day Shabbos, so you're going to wear Big Day Chol. So Yishalshel, you should wear it in a different way from the way you wear it in the week. Because the whole idea of Shabbos is that everything is different. Yeah. The Gemara has a comment on the Pasuk in Mishlei. Kol Yemei Ani Raim. What does it say? Kol Yemei Ani Raim Atayv Leiv Mishtatomid. The poor man is always sad. Atayv Leiv Mishtatomid. But a good-hearted person will always be having parties. So the Gemara asks, Kol Yemei Ani Raim. The Ani is always unhappy. But what about Rikus Shabbos Yamim Tovim? On Shabbos and Yom Tov, he eats a normal meal. And the Gemara, since all week long, he eats hardly anything. And on Shabbos, he eats much more than he usually does. So he's going to get sick. He's going to get an upset stomach over that. Because Shinui Beses, Tchilas Choli, if you change your regular system, that's going to cause you to get sick. So even Shabbos and Yom Tov is also Kol Yemei Ani Raim. That's also. So you see from the Gemara, the Shabbos and Yom Tov, everybody does everything differently. Shabbos and Yom Tov, the Ani eats, even though it's going to cause him to get sick, he eats cholent and then he has diarrhea from the cholent, or he gets a little sick from it. Shini Veses Tchilas Chol. So it's not right to try to make Shabbos the same as all week long. Yeah. So then the Shulchan Aruch has a dinim of Hadlokas Haneris. We covered some of the dinim. We didn't cover all the dinim. The Shulchan Aruch says the minig is that you light two candles, one keneged zocha, one keneged shomer. Where did this idea come from? So this is based on the Gemara in Bamei Madlikin Daf Lamed Gimel that Rab Shimon Bar Yochai was hiding in the cave. The Tanoim is sitting around and discussing the Romans, whether the Romans deserve credit for the wonderful things that they did. They introduce culture and civilization and everything, but they don't deserve anything. So Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai had a negative comment against the Romans. So one of the Tanaim who was there went and he massed to the Roman government. I don't know what the Chochmah was. He went and he told them what Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said. So they had to kill him. So then he had to go hide in the cave. So he was hiding for the longest time. And then he finally came out. So he sees a farmer walking with two flowers on Erev Shabbos. So he says, what is this floor? So he says, one keneged zocha, one keneged shama. He always puts flowers on the table on Friday night. So he said, what a beautiful practice. So based on that farmer's minik, that he had a minimum, he had two flowers, so that's why we have two candles, one keneged zocha, one keneged shama. So then the Shulchan Aruch says, even though it's a keneged, so a lot of women light more than two candles. Many women light every time they have another baby, another grandchild. They light more candles. But if it's keneged zocha v'sham, it should only be two. So the Ramah says, no, that's okay. Whenever something is keneged something, that's the minimum that you have to have. For Haraya, the Gemara says that on Yom Tov you give five aliyahs, and on Shabbos you give seven aliyahs. And so the Gemara says, what is the five aliyahs? What is it keneged? What is the seven aliyahs? The Gemara says, keneged chamisha shomrei hasaf. I already forgot the shiva keneged what. So if it's keneged the shomrei hasaf, so you should only have five. But most of the Rishonim say it's muta lohoisif, pasha pshata the Mishnah. You're allowed to make hoisafis not only on Shabbos. We in Machma like the Ran on Megillah, that only Shabbos has the highest number of aliyahs. So then if you add more, no other Yom Kaddish will be insulted. But if you're going to give six aliyahs on a Yom Tov, six aliyahs are only supposed to be on Yom Kippur. So you're giving Yom Tov the chashivas of Yom Kippur, so that's again the kavod of Yom Kippur. If you're going to give seven aliyahs on Yom Kippur, that's again the kavod of Shabbos. So Shabbos is supposed to have seven aliyahs. So the Ran holds, when the Mishnah says muta lahaisav, it only goes on Shabbos. So we're machmal lachatchila for the Ran. But if you have an oifruf, or you have chves an oifruf on a yontav, you have a shever brachas or something, and you have a bar mitzvah or something, and a lot of guests are coming, so we will make oisofas. We always make a hoisofa. Because Meikra Din, the Din is that the Mafter is Oyle Leminyan Akruim. On Yom Tov, he gives 5 Aliyahs, the 5th Aliyah is the Mafter. And on Yom Kippur, he gives 6 Aliyahs, the 6th Aliyah is the Mafter. We don't do that. We give 5 Aliyahs plus Mafter on Yom Tov. We give 6 Aliyahs plus Mafter. So that's a Haysofa already. So why do we always make a Haysofa? Because, so the Rabbeinu Tam says in Tais, because it's a Machlokes in the Gemara, where the Mafter, Oyle Leminyan Akruim Anad, the 5 aliyahs that you have to give on Yom Tov, does that include Mafter or that doesn't include? So we paskan it does include Mafter, but there was one opinion in the days of the Gemara, it's the 5 aliyahs is Mafter, it's not Oyle Leminyan Akruim, it should be a separate aliyah. So even though we don't paskan like that, Rabbeinu Tam says, but our practice is that we always make a Haysof on every Yom Tov. You're allowed to make Haysof, so we always make Haysof every Yom Tov, every Yom Kippur, every Shabbos, we're always making Haysof to make the Mafter a separate aliyah, to satisfy the other opinion whom we don't paskan like. Yeah. So that's what the Ramah writes over here, that even though the 2 candles is connected Zachar v'Shamar, so you would think it has to be Davke 2, if you're going to have 3 or 4 Teignish, it's not connected. He says, no, whenever something is connected, something else, that's the minimum. And the Bir Agra quotes from the Rishonim, the marker is that the Mishnah says how many aliyahs he gives. On Yom Tov he gives 5, and on Yom Kippur he gives 6, and on Shabbos he gives 7, and it's keneged this, keneged that, but if you want to make Haysofes, you may. On Chol HaMoed and Rosh Chodesh, you don't make Haysofes, because bitul malacha, a lot of people have to go to work. But Yom Kippur and Yom Tov and Shabbos, no one's going to work, there's no bitul malacha, so you're permitted to make Haysofes. So you see, whenever something is keneged, it's an ish gefelach if you have more than that. Let's say a person says, Kriya Shema. He daven Maariv early before Tzeisat Kochavim. So many have the so the first Tosfos and Brachos justifies the practice. The Balei HaTosfos, Rashi and Tosfos, they all had the practice. They used to daven Maariv before Tzeisat Kochavim. So Tosfos justifies it. He said, "You're Yotze Kriya Shema. We don't pass like the Mishnah. First Mishnah and Brachos says you only Yotze Kriya Shema if you say you have to Tzeisat Kochavim." And Tosfos says that we don't pass like the Mishnah. We pass like the other Tanoim on base on the base and Brachos. But many have the practice that you say over the 3 parshias later, after Tzeisat Kochavim, before you go to sleep. So when you say the 3 parshias, so there's an old minhag from the Rishonim, from the days of the Ramban, the earlier perhaps, that that based on Midrashim, you want to have 248 words in the 3 parshias of Kriya Shema, but only has 245 words. You're missing 3 words. So the minhag is in shul that the Chas and the Idi say Kel Melech Nemon, when you say Bichidus, okay, or even when you say in Shul, some had a meaning to say Kel Melech Nemon, so those 3 words are added on. Or you say, the Chazan says, Elvad, Hashem Elokecha Nemon, so those are the 3 words. What if the person does not have the practice to say Kel Melech Nemon, and he's not going to say Emes Yamuna? He already got Maariv early, and now he's going to say Kriya Shema, the 3 Parshas. So what should he do to be Mashlim, the 3 missing words? So some of the Achrayim say, let him say over the last Pasuk, Ani Hashem Elokechem, Asher Tzeischeischem Yertzam Yoslachem Elokim, Ani Hashem Elokechem, say over the last Pasuk. And so, even though you want to have Keneged Ramach, whenever something is Keneged, if it's more is also good. Keneged means you have to have a minimum. So when you say over the last Pasuk, you have in mind the 3 first words, Ani Hashem Elokechem, is Mashlim the Ramach, and the rest is just to be Mashlim the Pasuk. So that's a Ramah, that whenever you do something keneged, that's the minimum. But there's nothing wrong if you're going to have more. Yeah, our practice is that the Shulchan Aruch says like this, the Balabasta lights Neira Shabbos and the whole family is Yotze. What if you have a guest for Shabbos? What if you have a guest? So let's say I have last year we had 2 grandchildren from Eretz Yisrael stayed by us. So they didn't have to light their own neiros. They're the Bnei Abayis. They're staying here for the longest. They were going to stay a whole year. But then they went back on Tainus Esther. They live in Eretz, so they went back. They took a Megillah with them. They had to read the Megillah on the plane on Leil Purim. And they had to go back home to Eretz Yisrael because of the coronavirus. But all year long, when they stayed by us, so they didn't have to do their own atloka. They're Bnei Abayis. They don't have, even if they wouldn't be relatives. Stop. If I have a stranger who stays by me for the longest time, So he doesn't have to light his own Neri Shabbos. He's one of the Bnei Abayis. So the Shulchan Aruch says, what if I'm visiting by someone just for one Shabbos? I'm a guest. So the Shulchan Aruch says, he should be Mishtate Bepruta. Where do you get this idea, Mishtate Bepruta? It says, based on Hadlokas Neri Chanukah. The Gemara says that if someone is a Achsenoi, is Chayv and Ner Chanukah. One is visiting by someone else. The definition of Achsenoi, it's a technical term. There's a little Tosfos in Eridan. The Gemara there in Eridan also talks about Achsenoi. We spoke about it before Chanukah, more than one year. Achsenoi, the definition is the fellow is staying here less than 30 days. If he's here for more than 30 days, then he's a regular. If he's less than 30 days, then he's called an Achsenoi. So the Gemara said, Achsenoi should be Mishtata Bepruta. So the Mishnah Brura writes, based on many Achrenim, If he wants to be cheap about it, he can be mishtata beputa with the Baal Bais. If he wants to let him light his own menorah, he can light his own menorah and he'll be yotze b'dayin. So the same over here, achsenoi, if he wants to, he can be mishtata beputa with the Baal Bais, and he'll become, either he gives a pruta to be kind of shutfis in the neiris before she lights, or she gives him a shus to pick up the candles and be kind of shutfis in the candle. You don't have to be kind of shutfis in the silver lachter, as to be kind of shutfis in the candles. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that that's not correct. He thought they have this in the name of the Galya Masechta. Galya Masechta was Rav Dovid el Naradike. He was the Rav Naradik during the lifetime of Rav Chaim Valojana. So he has a tshuva sefer Galya Masechta. And there was one of the Dayanim in Vilna was known as Rav Babala Pasvela. Pasvela was a section in the outskirts of, like Flatbush Borough Park, on the outskirts of New York. So Pasvel was on the outskirts of Vilna, and he was a dayan. The Chayodim and the Chof Masodim, every 80 pages, he'll quote a psak from Rav Babala Pasvel. So in Eretz Yisrael, about 50 years ago, they put out a sefer that's called Nascha de Rav Baba. They collected from all the svarim of that generation, whoever had a dvatur name Rav Babala Pasvel, they put it together. So they have there in that fat sefer, Nascha de Rav Baba, they have a correspondence between Rav Babala, the Dayan in Vilna, and the Galya Masechta. So the Galya Masechta writes like this, this is Rav Soloveitchik thought like this, the Achsenoi cannot be Yotze if he lights his own menorah. He can't be Yotze Neir Shabbos, and he can't be Yotze Neir Chanukah, because the Hadlok has to be Bebeso, and this is not Beso. If he would be staying here for 30 days, then it's called Beso. But he's here for less. There's some dinner that depend on staying here for 30 days, some dinim that depend on staying here for a whole year. The different dinim in the Gemara Bava Basra, in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Medicha Yerini Dachas, Anshe Yerini Dachas. Sometimes it depends on who's Mukhayev to give to the city Tzedakah fund. So some dinim depend on 30 days, some dinim depend on a whole year. So here, the Gemara has, if Dachsanoi is living here for 30 days, then he's considered one of the Bnei Abayis. And then if he wants, he can be yotze with the Hadlokas HaBalabai. So if he wants, he can light his own menorah. This is Beso. But if he's only here less than 30 days, so he can't light his own. And that's a chiddush of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Achsanoi chayiv b'ner Chanukah. What's the chiddush? Achsanoi is chayiv in tzitzis and tefillin and sukkah and lulav and shofar. He's chayiv in all the mitzvot. What's the chiddush of chayiv b'ner Chanukah? Chiddush is because he can only be yotze ner Chanukah b'beso. So it would have thought, Achsenoi, it's not Beso, so he can't be Yotze over here. So Gemara says, Chiddush, no, Achsenoi is Chayv in Chanukah, but the only way he can be Yotze is Aydei Mishtata Beputa, Hagav de Balabais. If he's there for 30 days or more, then he's one of the Bnei Abayis, so it's Beso. So he can light his own menorah, or he can be Yotze with the Balabais, he's one of the Bnei Abayis. But if he's there for less than 30 days, it will be Koina Ashutfis in the Mishtata Beputa, Koina Shutfis, and the Shemin, and the Psilo, so then, Agav the Balabais, he'll be Yotze. So that's over here also. Usually when I go with my wife, we go visit by someone for Shabbos, so I ask my wife to be Koina Shutfis in the candles. Instead of her lighting her own leichter, we prefer to have Mishtata Beputa. Then the Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Rishonim, Aloshin, Bachurim Halom Dem Chutz Lebesam. The Talmidim who learn away from home, so they have to be Madlik Neir Shabbos where they are. So the Bir Halacha quotes that some Achrayim who spoke Yiddish misunderstood this statement from the days of the Rishayim. A Bachar in Yiddish means a single boy, as opposed to a young man who's married. You call him an Avrech, you call him a younger man, a Yeshiva man, but you don't call him a Bachar. So some misunderstood Bachur means a single boy who's learning Chutz Lebeiso has to light his own menorah, has to light his own Erev Shabbos. But if he's married, even though he left his wife in Baltimore and he's here in New York, he's Yotzi Hadlokas Erev Shabbos with the wife's Hadlokas where she is. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes all the Achayim and say that that's not correct, that the Rishonim didn't speak Yiddish. So when they said Bachurim, they didn't mean Bochrim, they didn't mean single boys. And then Talmidim, who learn in Yeshiva, they didn't mean single. It doesn't make a difference. So even if they're married, they're not Yotzi with the wife's Hadlokas. You have to have Hadlokas the day so. And if the fellow is not going home this Shabbos, he's not there for Shabbos. The Gemara says, let's say, if I'm learning in the Yeshiva and it's time to light Neris Chanukah, so the Gemara, I don't have to go home. I'm going to go home later. I'm going to 12:30 when I finish learning, I'll go home. Let's say I'm going to go home tonight. I plan to go home tonight, but right now, do I have to stop at Shkia and go home in order to light Neris Chanukah? So Ishta Madleka Salah B'Toch Beisai, the husband is Yoyte with the wife's Hadlokah, because that's Beisai, he plans to go home tonight. But if it's in a different city, he doesn't plan to go home tonight. Different, let's say the husband is in New York and the wife is in California, and he lives in California, he's in New York for business. So that's a Shaila. Is a Yotze with the wife's Hadlokah later? So many of the contemporary poskim assume that yes, Chacham Avadya and Rav Moshe, a lot of them assume in certain cases you can be Yotze with the Hadlokah of the family, even though the family is the other side of the globe. But many hold that not. The Pashto says that not. If I'm not going home tonight, how is that based on? It's in a different city. So that's what it means over here. The Bachrim, even if they're married, they're Lomdim Chutz Lebesim. So the wife is Madlik at home, the wife is Yotze the Hadlokah. But the husband is over here. The husband is on the Yetzid HaHadlok. Then the Mishnah Berurah quotes all the Klolim that we usually, before Chanukah, we talk about the Klolim. You have to have Hadlokah the day so. So what if a person has two apartments? Let's say, I know a family in Teaneck where they have two different homes two blocks away. So the husband and the wife live all the time in one of the homes. And the children, all single children, the children eat all the meals by the parents, but they go to sleep, and they sleep in the other building that's two blocks away. So which one is called Beisa, the Makam Pita or the Makam Lina? The location where they sleep or the location where they eat? So this is a discussion in the end of Eridan. The Gemara presents it as if it's Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel, where the Makam Pita Garim, the place where I eat my pas, the Makam Achila, or the Makam Lina, the place where I'm going to sleep. Which one is called Beisa? Each person only has one Beis. So which is called Beisa? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes all the Klolim over here by Neiris Shabbos, and it carries over to Neiris Chanukah, and it applies to Tchum Shabbos also. Let's say if they have two different cities, two different houses in the same city, so the whole city for Tchum, for Chutz L'Tchum purposes, the whole city is Kedal Ramzdami. So the people that live in the two different houses have the exact same Tchum Shabbos. Well, let's say you have two houses in the mountains, in the desert, and there is no city over there. So which of the two houses is Beiso? And you measure the Alpai Mama around that house, this house or that house. You only have one house. There's only one to a customer, only one Beis. So which is Beiso b'negeir to Hadlokas Neiris Shabbos, Hadlokas Neiris Chanukah? Which is Beiso b'negeir to Tchum Shabbos? Which is Beiso b'negeir to, where does he aser? Let's say I have one apartment in an apartment building where I sleep, and an apartment in another building where I eat. Two different apartments. So which building do I have to be mishtatif in Nairubi Chatzeris? By us, usually, it doesn't make a difference, because one person buys a box of matzahs, and the zeicha, the mezakeh, shutfus, all the Shem Shabbos who live in the building, going to move until next Pesach. So all the people have a shutfus. But in the days of the Gemara, they didn't always do like that. One person bought a box of matzahs, and he gave it to someone else, and he picked it up, and his zeicha, for all the Shem Shabbos. Every Shem Shabbos would give his own Pashlema. He would have a big bag, and everybody would throw in a Pashlema for all the people in the building. So that's the Shaila. And which of the two buildings is Basi? Which one do I asa? Is it, I only have one bais. Is it the apartment where I sleep or the apartment where I eat? So the Maskonis HaGemara is, there's a Tshuvas HaRashba that's quoted in Hilchas Chanukah, where the Rashba said, the Ramah quotes a Tshuvas HaRashba, the whole Tshuva is one line, the Ramah is one line, he doesn't explain himself, but he's saying over the Psak, the Maskonis HaGemara in Erevin, that the Mishnah Berurah quotes over here in Hilchas Hadlokas HaNeiros, that the Makam Pita, the Makam Achila, is more important than the Makam Shina. It doesn't mean that if you have an apartment and you have a bedroom and a dining room, you light in the dining room as opposed to the bedroom. It's not talking about two rooms in an apartment. It's talking about two different apartments and two different buildings, a few blocks apart from each other. Which building is Beso? So the din is that the Makam Achila is the Iker. Unless, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Gemara, unless the Makam Shina is more comfortable than the Makam Achila. How can it be that one is more comfortable than the other? So they used to arrange in the days of the Gemara, like in Europe before the war, the Bochum Flag Nesen Peg by the Balabatim. This Bochum always ate by this Balabas. So the Balabas had his own children, and he wasn't so wealthy, so they used to treat the Yeshiva Bochum like a Shtivkin. They didn't treat him nicely. Their own children, they gave big portions and doubles and whatever they wanted. The Yeshiva Bochum, they gave a little bit, and they were never too respectful. When the boys Flag Nesen Peg by the Balabatim, so they were never too happy about it. So the Gemara says the Makam Achila is more important than the Makam Shina. But if the Makam Achila, he's not happy over there, the Yeshiva Bochum, they don't treat him nicely. And Makam Shina, he's sleeping in the dormitory. So the Makam Shina is more comfortable than the Makam Achila. Or the Magen Avraham says, what if Achila, we're all eating together? Everybody's eating in the Yeshiva cafeteria. Chadar Ochel, you have 150 people eating together. Makam Shina, you only have two or three people sleeping in every room. So the Makam Shina is more private. So the Magen Avraham says the room that's more private, that's called Beso, as opposed to the Makam Achila, where you have many more people. So if one is more private than the other one, and one is more comfortable than the other one, that wins. But if everything else, or if one, let's say, I'm going to eat Friday night, I'm going to eat by this family, but then I'm going to go home. I'm going to sleep in my own home. So the Makam Shina is my home bikvias. All year long I sleep there. The Makam Achila, tonight, boom, this Friday night, I'm eating by Pliny. But that's only bikroi, and the Makam Shina is bikvias. One is kavua, one is arai, so the one that's kavua is beso. If they're both equally arai, they're both equally kavua, so the one that's more comfortable wins. And if they're both equally comfortable, or both equally private, both equally public, so then the Makam Achila beats out the Makam Shina. So these are all the klolim that the Mishnah Berurah called from that Gemara in the end of Erevin, where the Gemara talks about which is Beisa. Then the Shulchan Aruch has a machlokes, the Mechab and the Ramah. What if you have two families eating in the same dining room? So the Mechab writes, the Balabasta who lights first, Kalakadim Zacha. The Balabasta who lights on Neris first says a bracha, and the one who lights second can't say a bracha because the room already is illuminated, it's already lit up. The whole idea of the Neris Shabbos is to illuminate the room. That's why we said the Ramah quotes the Rabbi Natan. Some of the Balei HaTosfos said you don't recite the bracha on Hadlokas on Neris because it's one of the many hachonis that you do for Shabbos. You set the table, you vacuum the rug, you put up the challah, you take a shower, you do so many things. You don't say a bracha on vacuuming the rug and putting up the challah, so why should you say a bracha on Hadlokas HaNeiros? So the Rabbi Natan and Tosfos claims no, that Hadlokas HaNeiros is a special takana, even if you don't need it. Let's say the lights are all burning. In the home, the electric bulbs, everything is on, the whole house is lit up. So when it comes time to bench licht, you have to turn out the lights, and then light the candles of the Shem Shabbos, put on the electric bulbs, and then the bracha goes on everything. But you can't leave the lights on and then light light the candles. That's Shraga B'Tihara. The whole room is all flooded with light. So what are you adding when you light two little candles? Shraga B'Tihara Mayahani, that's a Lashon HaGemara. If you light a candle at high noon, Tihara means when the sun is shining, with the Tahara Shel Rakia, So then that's not called illuminating. That's not called the Heor. It's not called the Hadlokim. So if the room is all flooded with lights, they don't accomplish anything. So the Mechaber writes, if two families are reading in the same Chadar Ochel, so the Balabasta who lights first can say a bracha, and the one who lights second cannot say a bracha because the room is lit up already. And the Ramah disagrees, and he said, no, if one woman lights at this end of the table, the other one lights at the other end of the table, so she's adding more light over there, there's going to be much more illumination there, so that she can say a bracha. So the Magen Avraham quotes the Lashon from the Shalah, since one lights at one end, the second woman is going to light at the other end of the long table, so there's going to be Tosefes Oira V'Simcha. It depends. If the first one lit the candles and lit the chandelier, the whole room is flooded with light, so the second one lights two little candles, it's very questionable whether she can say a bracha. She's not really a shraga batira. She's not adding any illumination. But if the first one only lit two candles, and the second one is going to light two candles and turn on the electric lights, or no one's going to turn on electric lights. This one is going to have two candles at that end, which gives a little illumination. This one's going to light two candles at this end. That's Tosefes Oira V'Simcha. So then the Ramah says, then you can, the second one can also say a bracha.
Why can't the first one be
motzi
the second one?
Probably can, if you want to. Probably can. I don't know, would you need, would it even help Mishtatet Berputa? If they're not really one family, if they don't have no shaychus with each other, they happen to be eating in the same Chadar Ochel. It's not one big family. That's a shayla, the Mishnah Berurah quotes a machlekes achrayim in Hilchas Chanukah. Let's say two people have no shaychus with each other. Let's say in the dormitory, two boys want to light Neres Chanukah, so one would be shtata pruta with the other. They have no shaychus with each other. So he quotes some achrayim, oh, it doesn't even help. Shtata pruta only helps if he's an achsenoi, but he's there for less than 30 days. So then, la'yidei mishtata v'puti becomes one of the bnei abayis. It becomes bottled to the bala abayis. But if they have no shaychus with each other, it doesn't even help to be mishtata v'puti. I don't know. That's a question. Maybe it won't even help. Maybe the dafka have to light too. We mentioned a few times already that in the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah says that the Bahagans of the opinion that when you light Neres Shabbos, it's Kabbalah Tosef, Shabbos Bal Korcha for all the bnei ha-mishpacha. No one's allowed to do any malach. So lechatchila we machmer for that bahag only legabi the isha herself. We're not machmer for the husband and all the children. For them, it's not at all kabbalas tosef Shabbos. We don't fully hold like the bahag. Just lechatchila we machmer. But if it's a shas atrak, then we make all the woman can have in mind. She makes it tonight. She's not mekabel Shabbos. So nish is nish. It doesn't become tosef Shabbos. So let's say a woman forgot to daven mincha on Erev Shabbos, and she benches licht. Then she realized she forgot to daven mincha. So let her daven mincha now. So it says in the Shulchan Aruch, it doesn't say in Shulchan Aruch. It says in the Shulchan Aruch, if they already said Kabbalah Shabbos in Shul, I walk into the Shul late. And in the Shul where I want to daven, they already said Baruch Hu. They already said Boi V'Shalom. Or they already said Mizmishal Yam Terah Mekabel Shabbos. So Tosefes Shabbos, once the tzibur is Mekabel on Tosefes Shabbos, the yochid is not allowed to daven Tfilas Chol. So he has to go in the vestibule. He wasn't Mekabel Shabbos yet. So let him go in the vestibule and daven Mincha over there. What if the whole tzibur, yeah. What if I was Mekabel Shabbos with the tzibur? The whole tzibur was with me. I was Mekabel, then I realized I didn't daven Mincha yet. So now it's too late. You're not allowed to daven Tfilas Chol b'Shabbos. So if the Balabasta bench licht, and she was normally, she didn't make it tonight. So normally she's machma for the Bahag, that it's a Kabbalah to say the Shabbos Bal Korchai, at least for the Balabasta who benches the licht, it's Kabbalah to the Shabbos. So that's a machloikah. So Chacham Avadi writes, the Sfardim don't have this chumrah, that once the Yochid is Mekabel Shabbos, he can't daven Tfilas Chol. Only if the tzibur was Mekabel Shabbos. But if the yochid was Mekabel Shabbos, he can still daven Tfilas Chol. But all the Ashkenazi poskim hold not so. Even if the yochid was Mekabel Shabbos, he's not allowed to daven Tfilas Chol. So the Rabbi Kivega quotes a suffix from the Prima Godim, what should the Balabasta do? Should she daven Shmon Esri for Ma'ariv, step back 3 steps, and then say Tashlumen for Mincha, because she didn't daven Mincha, so she'll say Atikidashta twice. Say first time L'shem Ma'ariv, then she'll step back and then pause a little bit, then say again Atikidashta for Tashlumen for Mincha. Or maybe she should say Atikidashta now for Mincha. You're not allowed to daven Tefillah Schol, but you're allowed to daven Tefillah Shabbos. So let it daven atikidashta. She was makabel Shabbos. She can't daven. Let it say atikidashta for mincha and erev Shabbos. Then the second Shmon Esrei will be atikidashta for Ma'ariv. So that's what a lot of people make that cheshbon on their own without knowing that Rabbi Kivega quoted this possibility from the Prima God. Yeah. Rashi and Sefer Pardes. Sefer Pardes is written by one of the Talmidim of Rashi, and they quote different psalchem from Rashi. So in the Sefer Pardes, they quote a kasha from Rashi that's a very strong kasha. Here, the Rishalmi says this klal, you're not allowed to daven tefillas chol b'Shabbos. The Rishalmi explains why is our practice that we say Motzei Shabbos b'Sei Atochan Antonu Havdalah in the middle of Atochanim. We say Havdalah. Why did we say Havdalah there? What's the Shaychus with the first bracha? So the different explanations are given in the Gemara. So the Rishalmi has one of the explanations. That's a Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chaneinu Miyitcha, that's already Tchinus. So on Shabbos, you're not supposed to say Tchinus. That's the Pasuk, Daba Dover. The Novi, Yishai says, so Rashi says, shouldn't talk about business. Shouldn't talk about malachas on Shabbos. Tosfos said, that's a different issue, not to talk about business. What's so Tosfos quotes a Yerushalmi that goes on Sicha B'Teilo. You're not allowed to talk Stam Sicha B'Teilo on Shabbos. A lot of my best friends talk Sicha B'Teilo. That's the whole Shabbos meal. They're talking Sicha B'Teilo about all the Irish guy. So Tosfos quotes a Yerushalmi that one of the Tanoim, I think Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai, had a mother who was very, very old, and she used to chatter. She was a chatterbox. So on Shabbos, he would ask her, Mom, today Shabbos, you're not allowed to talk Sicha B'Teilo. You have to try to avoid talking Dvar B'Teilo. The Gemara has a lashon, the Bavli, because she hitira Shelo Shalom B'Shabbos. You say Shalom Aleichem, good Shabbos, it's also Sicha B'Teilo. So if you bumped into someone, so it's not Derech Eretz, so you got to be Koshe Hitiru to say Shalom Aleichem. But to start asking, how is this one, how's the other one, and what's new, and where are the children, where do they live, it's Mamas Sicha B'Teilo. So that you should try to avoid on Shabbos. So that's all, Shalai Hei Dibucha Shal Shabbos Ke Dibucha Shal Chol. Also included is that you're not allowed to say Tchinas. We're Machma more on Shabbos than on Yom Tov. On Yom Tov, when we duchen, we say the Tefillah about Tachalaymas. And Shabbos, in many of the communities, the meaning is that you don't say whenever Yom Tov Chol is B'Shabbos and you're duchening, so they don't say the Tefillah for the Chalaymas. The Netziv explains that about Lajan, the meaning always was that they did. They did say the Tefillah for the Chalaymas, and he justifies it in the Tshuvas, in the Meshav Dover. He says, based on the Yerushalmi, whatever is part of the Shmona Esrei, there's no Isser of Trinas on Shabbos. So he says, since this is in the middle of the Shmona Esrei, the Duchening is in the middle of Chazaras HaShatz, so he thinks it's okay. But then the common meaning in many places is, well, Yom Tov Chol is B'Shabbos, and they Duchen, so they don't say the Tefillah for the Chaloymas. Because Shalai Hei Debucha Shal Shabbos Ki Debucha Shal Chol means, you're not allowed to say Tchinas, not on Shabbos, not on Yom Tov, but we're more machmer on Shabbos than we are on Yom Tov. On Yom Tov we're a little more mako on the Tchinas. And then sometimes when Yom Tov, Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, sometimes I think when Rosh Hashanah, one day Rosh Hashanah is going to be Shabbos, so you switch around the piyutim, instead of saying them in Shachris, he's saying them in Musaf. He's saying them anyway, but instead of saying them in Shachris, he's saying Musaf also. Shalai Hei Dibucha Shal Shabbos Ki Dibucha Shal Chol. We say the piyutim in a different order. We say the piyutim in a different Chazaras HaShatz from what we would have said if it would have been B'chol. That's all included in Shalai Hei Dibucha. So the Yerushalmi says, the reason why you say Atachan Antona, why do you say Havdalah in the middle of Atachanin? The first line, Atachayin and Mishabach, Atachayin Lamdas, Malam and Lanishbina. The next line is Trina. Chanani Mitcha, Deb, Bina, Maska. We plead with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give us, we all can use a little ounce, an ounce more of Sechel, of common sense, of Chachmat, the Lantura, whatever you want to have, Chachmat, Bina, Adaspo. So that you're not allowed to say Bishabbos. Chanani Mitcha is Tfilas Chol. You're not allowed to daven Tfilas Chol Bishabbos. After you say Atachayin and Adam Das, you have to say Abdullah before you proceed to say the second half, because you're not allowed to daven Tfilas Chol Bishabbos. So you have to say Abdullah in the middle of that bracha. The first of the bracha is Amtsoyis before you say the Bakosh. So Rashi quotes that Gemara, that Yerushalmi, and that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. You're not allowed to daven Tfilas Chol Bishabbos. And then there's a din in the Bavli that's also quoted in Shulchan Aruch that contradicts that. The din is that a person is davening, let's say, Friday night or Shabbos morning, is davening Shmoneh Esrei, and is davening by heart, instead of saying Yismach Moshe, instead of saying Atta Kiddashna, instead of saying Atta Echad, he starts Atta Chanel Adam Dalsam Lamelein Ishbina. He started a bracha. So what should he do? He's in the middle of a bracha. So should he finish the bracha? It'll be a bracha of Atala. So the Gemara says, let's say a person already davened Mincha. And then there's a minyan, so the davening mincha, he starts again, Shmoneh Esrei. In the middle of the Shmoneh Esrei, he realizes, he already did daven the mincha. So what is he davening another Shmoneh Esrei? So the Gemara says, Poisek Afila Ben Tzabrocha. You stop in the middle, you don't continue. Even though you started already, you don't continue. Here the Gemara says, if it's Shabbos, and by mistake he says, Atachayin Ladam Das, he should finish that bracha that he began. So some Rishonim say, only the first bracha Atachayin, because that tefillah not so bad to say on Shabbos. But to ask Hashveinu Avinu Sarasecha, Reitze B'tshuva, Slachlonu, Refaenu, and Baruch Aleinu, Parnasa, that's real tchinas. To ask Chachma Bina V'das, that's a Ruch Nizdik Etzorech. So that there's room on Shabbos also, so that bracha you should finish. But if you start already the next bracha, Hashveinu Avinu Sarasecha, anything else, you shouldn't finish. So we don't paskan like that. I think there have been Yoni quotes that she... We don't paskin like that. We paskin any one of the brachas of the Shmoneh Esrei. If he started Atachayin and Hashveinu Avinu, whatever bracha he started, he should finish and then switch to Atta Echad, or then switch to Atta Kiddashta, whatever it is. Leil Shabbos and Shabbos Shachar is on Mincha. So Gemara says, why is it different? If you're ready, you're trying to daven Mincha and he forgot, and he davened the second time, he has to stop in the middle. So why is it over here? He has to finish the bracha that he started. So the Gemara explains, the Bavli explains, because Mikar Adin, you should really be mukhif to say the whole Shmoneh Esrei on Shabbos. But Loyatruchu, the Rabbana were Mekel, they weren't Matriachas to say the Langer, the Ganze Shmoneh Esrei. So they were Mekel, but if you started whatever bracha you started, even if you're halfway through the bracha, sometimes you finish the bracha that you started, and then you switch to Atikidash, and then you switch to Yismach Moshe. So that's in contradiction to the word says in the Yerushalmi. Shalman says, you're not allowed to daven tefillas chol b'Shabbos. And the Bavli says, lo yatruchu rabbonim ikre, then you mukhif to say the whole Shmoneh Esrei. But the word matriachas, but whatever you started, you have to finish, isn't a glaring contradiction. So Rashi gives some kind of a difficult answer. I'm not sure what Rashi said. But Yosef Engel quotes this in the Gil Yoni HaShas on Brochas, when the Gemara says that din, if he started any brochim. But the kasha is better than the answers that they give. I don't know, the kashas and eyes in the kasha, and the answers are not so well understood. Okay, Belineta will have to continue next week. We'll leave off here. Maybe before we end, I'll say a short batura on the parsha.
In that case, you'd still have to say the bracha of kushas hayoyim, even if the chachamim were only not matriach you. To say the entire Shmoneh Esrei on Shabbos, because it's a long Shmoneh Esrei, but you still have to say the bracha today. I'm in the middle of it.
Definitely,
so it's not a tefillas chol really, because you're going to say the bracha of today.
No, but he says Chanani Mitcha De'Abina Bahaskel. He says chinus. In addition to the chinus, he also says Ati Kiddashta. He says Yismach Moshe. But you're not allowed to say At Chanani Mitcha before you say Havdalah. Because you're not allowed to say bakoshes on Shabbos. Dabba dabba, shalei hei debuch on Shabbos ki debuch on Shalchol. And here the Gemara says, Mikra din you mechayiv to say all, but lo yatrachu rabbanan. And here the Gemara said, you're not allowed to say. So it's a stira, and the both dinim are quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Isn't it a stira gluya? He could have said, it's a machlek, it's the Bavli and the Rishalmi. That would have been great. But they both quoted Lalocha and Shulchan Aruch. That's the kasha. So Rashi and Pardes has quoted, Rashi has that kasha. Gives him kind of an answer. I don't know the answer. The kasha is murderous. Last Shabbos was the Gimel Shvat, the Yartzeit of Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. I'm sure many of you remember, Rav Soloveitchik used to give a Yartzeit drasha every year on his father's Yartzeit for many, many years. He used to give a shiur for 4 hours. First 2 hours was halacha. Next 2 hours would be agode on the topic of halacha. He would show what hashkofa comes out with many marmukan, show what hashkofa comes out from the halacha that he developed. So I'll just say over Dvar Torah from Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. And Chafetz Chaim, we don't have a riff on Kotchen. The riff only wrote on those mesichtes that are halacha lemaisa bizman hazeh. The Raman wrote on everything, but the riff didn't write. So the Chafetz Chaim wrote an imitation riff. The riff is called the Sefer Halachas, Hilchos HaRav Alfis. So the Chafetz Chaim is called Likutei Halachas. He called the Likutei, no one should think that it's really the riff. And he has on the bottom of the page, he has Chidushim, original Chidushim, Zevach Toida, very, very interesting. So on in the middle of Psochem, you have all the Dinam of Kotchen. So the Rif doesn't have the middle of Psochem. It only has the first couple of Prokem, then he skips the Arve Psochem. So the Likutei Halachas and the Chafetz Chaim has. So he has on the Din in Parshas Boy, there's a Din called Benecha Lo Yochal Boy. So Rashi writes, called Benecha Lo Yochal Boy, Rashi quotes a Mechilta. Kol Benecha Lo Yochal Boy goes on a Nochri, and it goes on a Yisrael, who's a Mumar L'Avod Zorah. Mishan is Taka Maisav L'Aviv Shabashamai. He's an Apikaris or an Avod Avod Zorah. He's not allowed to participate in the Korban Pesach. So the Chafetz Chaim has an original Chiddush on the bottom of the page in the Zevach Toida on Psochem. And he says, since the Gemara says in Chulan and Afei, Machal Shabbos Befehesia Dina Ka'akum Dina Koibet Avod Zorah, in a Yisrael, a mumal, where the Zohar Shchitos and Neveila, so Mechal Shabbos prepares also Shchitos and Neveila, the same as Avodah Zarah, because one is observant of Shabbos. Rashi explains there. If you observe Shabbos, you're testifying that you believe in the story of creation. Mechal Shabbos is if you're not testifying, you're not demonstrating that you subscribe to the story of creation, so it could be you don't even believe in a Bari Olam. So that's why Mechal Shabbos prepares a din of Kaibet Avodah Zarah. So the Chafetz Chaim writes, just like there's a din, the Mechal Shabbos prepares a din of Kaibet Avodah Zarah for Shechita, the same would be here. You're not allowed to give a chelik in the Korban Pesach to a Jew who's Mechal Shabbos prepares. And then in the Mishnah Berurah, he also has such an original Chiddush that a Kohen Shabbat Avodah Zarah is not allowed to duchen. So he said the same is true by Kohen who's Mechal Shabbos prepares. He's not allowed to duchen. So Moshe Soloveitchik thought that they were both very questionable, not so poshut at all. He said, who says, Chal Shabbos befeheset dina kaibet avizah, when you're talking about mumras hagabri, you're talking about mumra dina ka'akum. But here, maybe it's not because of mumras. Maybe it's a din that one who is over Avod Zarah is most like a voya. So Chal Shabbos befeheset is not necessarily the same degree as nios. Just to bring out the point, there's a chiddush of the Meiri, that the Meiri quotes it from the Chachmei Hador Shel Lefaneinu. They didn't know who this is. The one who put out the Meiri doesn't know who this is. Usually a Chachmei Hador Shel Lefaneinu is referring to the Ramban, but here they don't know if there is such a Ramban. So the Meiri quotes a chiddush that a Jew who ever worshipped Avodah Zarah, even if he's chosen b'tshuva, you don't let him eat Korban Pesach. For the rest of his life, he can't eat Korban Pesach. Similar to the Mishnah in the end of, where is it? The end of Menachas, I think. Kohanim Shishimsha Beis Chonyo, there was a Beis Amigdosh in Alexandria that was called Beis Chonyo. So the Gemara wasn't sure what was going on there. Were they worshipping Avodah Zarah there, or was it Lashamayim, but it's Chut Techut, so it's an Issa Koris. So whatever it is, the Mishnah says, Kohanim Shishimsha Beis Chonyo, if later on they wanted to show up in Yerushalayim, that Beis Hamikdash and Beis Chonyo and Alexandria was Bizman Bayisheni. So any kohen, whoever was Mishamish, he was Makiv Karbonis and Beis Chonyo, if he comes, he decides to do tshuva, he wants to come to Yerushalayim, to be makor kavod, so we don't let him. Kal v'chaymer, if he ever worshipped Avodah Zarah. So that's what the Mishnah says. So the Gemara says, why is it a kal v'chaymer? Because the Mishnah is working on the assumption that Beis Chanya is lav Avodah Zarah, just chut echutz. So kal v'chaymer, if a kohen was once involved in Avodah Zarah, he never let him be makor kavod in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Meiri quotes that Mishnah. If the kohen once in his life worshipped Avodah Zarah, even if it's chosen b'tshuva, you don't let him be makor kavod in the Beis HaMikdash. There's such a shita that called Benecha lo yechol bo, a Jew who ever worshipped Avodah Zarah for the rest of his life, he's not allowed to eat korban Pesach. Why? But he's not a mumer. He was chosen b'tshuva, so he's not. There is no mumer. It's because mo is lagavoya. That's why Moshe Soloveitchik taught, even if you'll hold like Tesis holds not so. And Av Chav Chesem based himself. And Tesis says, if the Jew worships the Avodah Zarah, then he's Chosev Tshuva, he can eat the Korban Pesach also. He's allowed it only when he's a Mumer. But it could be, right, that's why Moshe Soloveitchik said, maybe it's only if he's a Mumer plus Mos Lagavai, he was involved in Avodah Zarah. Who says the Mechal Shabbos Befeestid is the same degree as Mos as the Mumer Avodah Zarah? That was established by the Duchening also. How did the Mishnah Berurah know to extend the din? Maybe Koyin Shavar Avodah Zarah is not only Toli and Mumer, it's Mumer Dina Kaka. Maybe it's only because it's Moos Lagavai. Maybe it shouldn't apply to one who is Mechal Shabbos Befahes. Then the Miri has an interesting Kasha. In fact, Kasha, if this is true, that a Jew who ever worshipped Avodah Zarah for the rest of his life, he can't bring a Korban Pesach. How can the Chumash say the Ger Hashem Pesharecha Chiyog Yerit Chen Ger the Darasech Miyosef Pesach Lashem? It says it here and it says it later that a Ger can be Makar Korban Pesach. The Ger probably worshipped Avodah Zarah the Yosef Nochri. So how can he ever bring a Korban Pesach if we all like this sheet that for the Chachma Hador Shalofaneinu that one who ever worshipped Avodah Zarah can never eat Korban Pesach? So the Miri says the answer is Ger Shenizgar Kekot Nishanoi LaDomi. He mentioned the Chasam Sofer and his Chidushim HaMasechas Avodah Zarah. He asks a question, the Rosameach talks about it, the Meshul Chochma, he asks, where in the world did the Tanoim get this wild idea from Gershon Esgar Kekot Nishanova Tomi? How can they say such a wild idea? So the Miri says, this is the Mokker, because any Jew who ever worshipped Avodah Zarah, for the rest of his life, he can't participate in Korban Pesach, but the Ger worshipped Avodah Zarah before he converted. So how is he allowed to eat Korban Pesach? The answer is because Kekot Nishanah L'Adami, we wipe off the whole past. This pasuk is the makar of the dinin of Gershon Esgar Kekot Nishanah L'Adami. Most of the other Rishonim do not agree with that. Most of the Rishonim, in the last, the very end of Eben Ezra, there's a discussion to what extent the very last, either the last sif or next to the last sif in Eben Ezra, there's a discussion how far do you go with Gershon Esgar Kekot Nishanah L'Adami. So the Gemara only has it on three cases that go as follows. Let's say a multimillionaire Nochri dies and he has a daughter who is a Geiris. So the Gemara says, Men HaTorah, the daughter doesn't get the Yerusha because Gershon is God, Kavshanah L'Dami. She's not related to the father anymore. The Gemara says, Men the Rabbanim, they're afraid, Shema Yachsa L'Suro. So Men the Rabbanim, they made a Tarkana, she should get the Yerusha. Then the Gemara has it in Men HaTorah, a brother and a sister convert. Men HaTorah, they're not brother and sister, they're allowed to get married. But with the Rabban, we don't allow it for two different reasons. Then the Gemara has by Eidus, two brothers convert, Men HaTorah and even with the Rabban. They're kosher le'Eidus, they never made a chumrah with the Rabban. It was Eidus Mesura le'Bezin. The Bezin will know who's kosher, who's posher. You don't have to make any xeris the Rabban for a Bezin. So all the three cases, where the Gemara has the application of the din, Gershon is got cut in Shanel Adami, it goes on Kraven. You have a brother and a sister, are they, is it Arayas? You have two brothers, are they Kraven, Psalm Ladis? A father and a child, and the father dies, is a Yerusha, are they Kraven? So it's only a din in Kraven. It's not a din, you wipe off the whole past history of the person, is considered as if he never did Avodah Zarah. What do you mean? The Ger borrows $100,000 from the bank, and then he converts and he changes his name. He's no longer called Christopher, he's called Yankel Bereb Avraham Avinu. So he doesn't have to pay the money to the bank. Ani ish acher. Of course he has to pay the money. You don't wipe off the whole past history. The Gemara only has it by canceling Kurva. The Gemara doesn't cancel the whole past history. So most of the Rishonim don't agree with this. Okay, then the next week we will continue. We left off in the middle of Havlokas Haneris. We will continue. It's good?
Sure.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. May I according to the Vilna Golden, how long is, practically speaking, how long is Ben HaShemoshos?
According to the Vilna Golden, the Ben HaShemoshos begins right away at Shkinyah. And the Gemara says it only goes 3/4 mil in Yerushalayim at that season of the year. But it depends on the latitude and longitude of any given location. What is the degree of the angle of the sun below the horizon? How dark is it in the area? So they wrote books about this. Leo Levy has a whole chesha, whole calculation, according to the Gemara, what is the degree of the angle? Then he thinks the Balatanya. Balatanya always comes out to be around 6 minutes after the Gro, but they're both pretty early. Balatanya with the Gro are both very early. They both hold Ben Hashmasha begins at the Shkia. There's one time that we already read. Rabbi Yossi holds Ben Hashmasha only Harifayim. So the Gemara has Rabbi Yehuda holds Ben Hashmasha. This is a whole solid block of time. Right, it starts with Shkia. Rabbi Yossi holds no. That whole block of time, let's say 25 minutes. So Rabbi Yossi holds the first 24 and a half minutes is Bad Hayom. The last half a minute is the Erefayin. That's the Ben HaShemoshes. That's one version. Then the other version, the Gemara need is all the 25 minutes of Rabbi Yossi, of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says the whole 25 minutes is Ben HaShemoshes. Rabbi Yossi says wrong. The whole 25 minutes is Bad Hayom. The next half a minute, the next Erefayin, is the Ben HaShemoshes. But then it's a question, do we pass on like Rabbi Yehuda, do we pass on like Rabbi Yossi? So that's so the Vilna Gaon presents it as if it's his fake Adina. That's what it sounds like from the Gemara there in Daf Lamed Hey in the end of Bar Memadlikin. And then the Mishnah Brura in Chelek Dalet of all places in Nelchaz Eruvei Chumen or something. Mishnah Brura quotes the Gemara Psochim Beis Amar Aleph. The Gemara has a lashon on the first Amud in Psochim that Ad Seis Hakoch Kaimelon the Ad Seis Hakochav in the Yevamahu. Sounds like it's Bad Ayoyim. Until the last terrifying. Sounds like the Gemara's paskening like Rabbi Yossi. Not that it's a sveka dina, that you go to Chumra. You go to Chumra to be machma for Rabbi Yehuda also, but Mikra Din, we really hold like Rabbi Yossi. That's what the Mishnah Brura thinks. And the Be'er Agra presents it as if it's we're mesupik, out of paskin. So it's a sveka dina, whether like Rabbi Yehuda, like Rabbi Yossi.
Oh.